Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Whatwood reaches third base with a triple. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Whatwood scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reagan. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Reagan steals second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Watwood hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Webb moves to third. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Reagan scores. It's 3-1. Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durst moves to third. Hal McCain now pitching. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Durst hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rein strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reagan moves to second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving is walked intentionally. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. McFadden reaches third base with a triple. Webb scores. Reagan scores. Heving goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McFadden scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to second. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to third. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McCain, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Durst hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr is hit by the pitch. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rein hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Sissel reaches third base with a triple. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-3 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm now playing third base. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCain. Oliver moves to third. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-4 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires pinch hits for Hal McCain. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a fly ball towards right. Webb settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Webb. Shires moves to second. Red Barnes pinch hits for John Kerr. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Shires moves to third. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shires scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.